Abellio has today announced the successful bidder to operate the East Midlands Railway franchise. They say they propose to introduce brand new trains and that passengers will benefit from an 80% increase in the number of morning peak seats from Lincoln into Nottingham and St Pancras, with over 5,000 extra rush hour standard class seats at Lincoln. I've been talking to the chairman of Rail Future Lincolnshire, David Harby, to get his reaction to the news.
5,000 over the whole of the franchise area, which would cover all of the Midland Main Line, St Pancras to Nottingham, Derby and Sheffield.
And would we see an advantage here in Lincolnshire?
We are going to see some extra seats, and we're going to see a much more improved timetable. This was all in the invitation to tender. The announcement today listing all these extras was actually what the bidders were required to offer.
I suppose when we talk about rail services, we talk about the rolling stock. Have they said they will be improving the rolling stock on the line?
There's nothing whatsoever in the announcement about Lincolnshire, about rail services, so we don't really know what they're planning.
So we might not get more trains or better trains in Lincolnshire?
There is one big factor which have to be sorted sooner than that. The single car trains that are running around at the moment are not compliant with the persons with reduced mobility requirements, and those requirements coming from end of this December. So unless there's some derogation, those units, the toilets, are not compliant from this December.
So there'll have to be some changes there then, won't there?
That's the first question we're going to be asking everybody, is what's going to happen to these single car units.
Why have East Midlands Trains lost the franchise?
So according to the announcement from Stagecoach a few minutes ago, they were disqualified from bidding at the last minute. There's an argument over pensions. The pension funds all need more money putting into them. The amount the government wanted to put in was more than Stagecoach were prepared to offer.
On the surface, does this look like a positive move, a positive way forward, the new franchise?
It's very difficult to say. The invitation to tender was a very positive move forward because there's a lot of service improvements in Lincolnshire. So, yes, that is on the surface good. What we don't know now, of course, is with this argument over pensions, whether Abellio were the only company that was left actually to bid.
So, potentially, this could have been the only company in the bidding then?
Potentially. It's all guesswork at the moment. I mean, there was another franchise last year, the South West Trains, where after all the bids were looked at, there was only one bidder that was actually compliant with what the government wanted.
What have been the main issues with East Midlands Trains, with Stagecoach?
Nothing really. In fact, they took over a franchise from Central Trains days, was in a real mess. I mean, services in Lincolnshire we've got a lot of weekend cancellations, weekday cancellations because of rolling stock problems. Stagecoach with East Midlands Trains have actually made a very good job of sorting all of that out.
So what would be on your wish list now with this new franchise?
Over and above the requirements that are already in there, something better for Sundays, because the requirement for Sundays is not particularly good. There's still no requirement for service from Lincoln to Sleaford, Spalding and Peterborough, for example. We want to see, obviously, if Abellio are offering something.
But what are the positives from this? What are the positives from Abellio taking over the franchise?
Well, again, that line is going to get an hourly service to Doncaster for a start from Lincoln. We only get 5 a day now. That's a big improvement. We're going to get a lot longer operating day, again, down from Lincoln, Sleaford to Peterborough. Slightly earlier trains on one or two of the other routes. More seats into Lincoln at the peak, which will either mean free car trains or some extra trains. I suspect more likely free car trains to deal with overcrowding. So, yes, they are positives.
And when will this all come into effect?
Abellio take over in August. The new timetable that they're required to introduce is December 2021.
Well, that's the chairman of Rail Future Lincolnshire, David Harby, talking to me earlier. Going to hear from the Rail Minister.